clearly there are all kinds of pastoral references in these readings, and even the Gospel of John, this is the 10th chapter, what follows directly in the next verse on the passage I just read is that famous I am, the Good Shepherd text. So I'd like to talk about shepherding a little bit. First of all, I'm not at all certain that that is a very useful metaphor today. I mean, I've never seen a shepherd in all my life, except on the Monty Python skit. But a real shepherd, I don't even know, I guess there are some, there's some border colonies, and they're shepherd-like. What I'm getting at is this comes from a time and a culture radically different from our own. So all the talk about good shepherding and bad shepherding, I'm afraid, is really lost on me. But we can take a cue, I think, from the, as I said, the next verse, the 12th verse of this 10th chapter of John, with the author of Jesus saying, I am the good shepherd. And of course, as I said before, the Greek word is not good, it's beautiful. It really should be translated, I am the beautiful shepherd. Kalos is the Greek adjective. Some people have translated, I am the model shepherd. And the reason I think that translation is really important, because I think that what we understand as shepherding radically changes if we see shepherd to mean not just a good shepherd, but the beautiful shepherd. Clearly, at least in my normal understanding, shepherd means you can get these brainless animals to do what you want. Now, granted, that culture at that time, and all through Jewish history, there was this whole set of metaphors about God as the shepherd of Israel. So it has a long and distinguished usage as a metaphor, and I presume those people were also sensitive to the notion of what was good shepherding and what was bad shepherding. But I'm not at all sure that when they talked about good shepherding, namely, somebody who could throw those brain dead animals in mind. To be a beautiful shepherd means what? Well, how does beauty work? Nobody can force anybody to see beauty. No amount of beauty is radically non-coercive. Radically non-coercive. So that a beautiful shepherd or a model shepherd would function his or her shepherding to be precisely the presentation of something that touches us so deeply that that touches enormous. Absolutely crucial to see the dynamic here. Hopefully, of the notion of shepherding. That the Hebrew Bible, which is the there's all kinds of things in the relationship between God and God the Father, God the King, God the rock of our salvation. Well, but I think it is really telling that the metaphor that most occurs most often in the writing of the prophet is God is the lover of Israel. God is the spouse of Israel. We have that, of course, in the New Testament as well. We have that a lot of mystical writings. It's about God, God, but the spiritual God. In the book of Revelation, we have church described as the bride, descending from heaven, all dressed up in a wedding attire. And the reason I bring that up is that I think that the humans, for the whole notion of how shepherds, that what life means, come that they may have life and have it more abundant. Wake up all those dead places in my belly. Call forth the responses that you need that I thought were impossible to start the sentences of pain, disappointment, or despair. Those places that all of us labor. And that's why. Shepherd.